Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just trying a number. It got disconnected. How are you? So you send me the
Good.
information. So is it like a conference call?
Yeah, so we were doing it on Zoom because we're working from home today. So I was my supervisor was gonna join in, but let me three-way her in. Hold on.
Yeah, check in if they're available, or should I, join in the Zoom call? So let me know.
Okay, let me don't hang up. I'm gonna try to include her in this call.
All right, not a problem.
Okay, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, perfect.
Hello, how
Everyone
are
is
you?
here.
Good afternoon to you,
Good.
first of all. It's morning here, but good afternoon to you guys.
Thank you. Okay, so we received your email yesterday. Thank you for the answers. We wanted to know when we will have that revised draft sent over to us.
The revised draft with the you mentioned that the promotional content. So give me time till tomorrow, or by the end of today, I will send you a copy. Maximum by tomorrow, we will skip the promotional part and send it over to you. And one question over here, I wanted to discuss that you mentioned about his early education. So you don't want to include that?
Mario, do you want to give a little bit of background on that part,
Yeah,
or?
what we want to understand is if does Wikipedia need it in order to have them published? Is it
Well, ma'am,
optional or is it necessary?
like it's like normally all the profiles if you see on Wikipedia have that section, but obviously if you don't want that, so we can skip that part.
But does it
Do you
hurt
think it's
if
going to
there's a
affect? Oh, yeah, sorry. Go.
No,
We were
go
saying the
ahead.
same thing. I was going to say, do you think it'll affect the approval process at all?
Well, normally it does not, but obviously what we recommend is to have something like we just need to state his early education from where he studied. That's all. It could be just one liner. Like if you have done graduation or master's or anything, we can just add that information. If not, that won't be a problem.
Okay. Hold on one second. Sorry. Trying to pull up the draft.
I did mention that to the answer that I sent you. That if well, it is necessary to have it because normally profiles have it, but if you don't want to have it, we can, just skip that part.
Okay, so you would just need something as like late as college, basically, university, right? Like we don't need to go into prior to university.
No. Don't like we don't need a whole information. Like we just mentioned if you have done bachelor's or master's, we can just mention the university or college or wherever you have done it.
Okay, no problem. And then going back to the revision of, because you're mentioning without the promotional aspect, but you're going to revise the copy so it doesn't come off promotional, right? You're not going to remove
Yeah,
anything.
the
You're just going to
content.
adjust it.
Adjust it if there's any, like, we can change the wordings. If it sounds promotional, we will just change the sentences, so to add or remove some information about it. Main, goal is to get the page up, to, get the content that is approved.
Definitely. Okay, and then for bullet point number two about the three credible sources, when you said we need to know which sources that you are creating, do you mean like what outlets we're going to be pitching to or the content we're going to have within the pitch? What are you, can you clarify that one a
Like
little bit?
you're asking about the question three, like if we source three credible references and your team sources three, right? That's the
Yeah,
one?
correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like if you're creating the sources, like obviously 5 to 6 are required. So, if you do three, right? So, obviously, you need to make sure those are not press releases, those are not blogs, right? They should not be promotional information. It should cover his biography, successes, achievements, and the sources should be independent. And of course, the ones that we are creating, we have sent you the names from where you can select any three out of them. And obviously, the content of each article will be different from one another.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? You said that obviously not promotional, not press releases, not blogs, but they should cover the biography successes.
Yeah, should cover his biography, successes, achievements, future projects, or if you want to include. Because obviously, once you will proceed with us, we will send over a form to you. It will be an article questionnaire to get some information, like what kind of articles we should be writing. But of course, we just need some basic information. If you want to provide us some information that you want to cover about his profile, we can do that as well. The main aspect of this article is to make sure that it covers the notability requirements. The sources that we are recommending you are going to get approved. And we will make sure that each article is different from one another, because press releases have the same information, the same content coming on to different sources. So those are considered promotional by Wikipedia.
Okay, perfect.
And you said you'll be creating the three yourself. So you have, like, contacts or...
Yeah, like, we have, like, pitches we would send out to publications and pick up. I have a question. If Manuel is a contributor to, like, the New York Times, like, he does, like, an opinion piece or something like that, would that also be... relevant, like a credible
source? Well, like a contributor, for example, on New York Times or Forbes or Entrepreneur. These people are actually going to contribute articles about other companies or writing articles about anything. The subject should be, you know, obviously will be different. He cannot publish articles about himself as a contributor. Those won't be, you know, you can say considered notable if he is publishing articles about himself.
No, right. He wouldn't be publishing, he wouldn't be a contributor publishing about himself. He would be discussing, basically, you know, the importance of highlighting the Hispanic market for consumers, that kind of stuff, like his opinions on
that.
We will evaluate that.
If the information is, you know, usable or can be used on his profile, we will add that up. But, of course, at this point of time, I cannot make sure because, obviously, normally what happens is that we have profiles coming to us from different, fields of, different fields, industries. So they actually have this kind of information. So, but these are not workable for a self profile. Like if we are creating a profile for himself, those are not considered credible, but we can utilize them for content purposes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. Like it would be like a secondary type of
yes, secondary. We can use them to increase content to the profile.
Okay.
All right, and then.
I think Mario, on my end, those were the main things: the early education, the sources, and the. Clarification on the first bullet point, or the when we receive the draft. Do you have anything else on yours?
Yeah, so I know that the draft, again, we're receiving it tomorrow. I think that our biggest question is that we were always under the impression that that's what you guys were doing from the onset, that you guys would take our materials and make it less promotional. So I want to make sure that when we get something back, it is actually like what you intend on publishing, because we feel that it's been taking a little bit longer than we initially anticipated based on the timeline that you guys gave us. So if there's anything that we can do to help maintain that timeline, we would really appreciate it, because we, you know, since it's a service that we're...
I understand that point, actually. So, but we need to make sure that whatever we actually submit should be in accordance to the policy. Maybe the content won't be something that you'll be saying, yeah, this is good or not, but... You have to keep this in mind that once the profile goes live with all the check marks and, you know, everything is ticked as per the requirements or policies. So once that is done, then we can edit the profile as well once it's made live. We can add information to it later on as well.
And that's awesome, but I'm not sure, that's not necessarily my concern. My concern is more making sure that we are able to follow and stick to the timeline that we're provided, because I think that...
We can expedite
We
can.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then it's our understanding that it's going to take 4 to
around 5 weeks, I believe, to get the three
like
articles.
Everything goes as planned, ma'am. Like, of course, you're creating three. We'll be creating three. So we will obviously expedite the process and get those published and add that information onto the profile and submit it. Because you're saying you're going to take care of the three, and we will going to take care of three. So you will do that from your end. We will do that. And, of course, the maximum I mentioned is that 5 to 6 weeks is more than enough to get the profile live.
Okay, got it. So at the latest, we should be looking at going live by June, correct?
Yes. So my question now is that, of course, you're going to create the three. So what about the three? You mentioned that you want us to create those.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that because three articles are for 2,400, and the sources, you need to tell us which ones you want to go for. I have shared the list with you as well. You can select the ones where you want to get featured on. You have that option. And once you proceed, I will send you the article brief form, and we can start from there.
Okay, so I think we're gonna need a few days to get confirmation on the pricing. So give us until end of week or early next week, and we should be able to have final sign-off on that. We will be moving forward with those three articles. But it's seeming that we will likely. So if you want to go ahead and get started on sending us the questions that we have to fill out, feel free to do so.
Okay, so maximum you're saying in this week, you will let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have any questions, you can let me know, because obviously if you will, the sooner the better, because we can start the process.
All right, perfect.
And if you have any queries, you can definitely let me know, and we can start the process right away.
All right, well, that's all my end, but tell unless you have anything.
Nope, I think everything was covered. So we should expect the drop tomorrow. We'll confirm if we're going to add like the one-line statement about early education, and then let you know.
You can just email me that information. That's not a problem. So
yeah.
Let me just focus on the draft for now, and I will wait for your confirmation on the three articles. So that is going to be 2,400.
Okay, we will let you know.
All right, ma'am. All right. And I'm here to help you out. So I believe Ms. Cohen will do that.
Perfect. Yeah, so it'll be either Mariol or me.
All right.
Well, we'll let you know.
All right, not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, then thank you, ladies, and you do have a great day ahead of you.
You as well. Bye-bye.